This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. EU leaders gather with Ukraine ammunition production and Gaza aid at the top of their agenda. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
European Union leaders have gathered in Brussels to discuss concerns over Ukraine and Gaza. The leaders will talk about how to boost arms for Ukraine, as well as their concerns over Israel's intended offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza. In Ukraine, the army's munition stocks are desperately low, and Russia has more and better armed troops. At the EU, new plans are on the table, notably to use the profits from frozen Russian assets to buy Ukraine arms and ammunition. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell.
I hope that we can reach an agreement soon and change banknotes into weapons.
Also on the agenda is Gaza. Israel's plan to enter Rafah on the border with Egypt has caused global alarm because of the potential for harm to the hundreds of thousands of civilians sheltering there. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russia's Central Election Commission's final results on Thursday showed that President Vladimir Putin secured a fifth term with an overwhelming number of votes. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
Anna Pamphilova, chairwoman of the Central Election Commission, shares the official final vote tally. 76,277,708 voters voted for Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin. This is Russian President Vladimir Putin. Dear friends, thank you for your support. For me, it's more important than a formal victory in the election. Pamphilova said that over 76 million voters cast their ballots for Putin, his highest vote tally ever. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is